K-Dub Palace, man. Welcome back to the pod. K-Dub is in the building, man. Welcome back. You know what I mean? It's been a very, very hectic weekend. Hectic 2 weeks. I didn't drop an episode last week. That's on me. The consistency part I'm still working on. But yeah, man, I'm not going to talk too long about that. We're going to just get right into it. The NBA. I have a long list of stuff that's going to happen, but we're going to just, I'm going to run through it, and we're going to just talk about the latest news. So, a few weeks back, the Grizzlies were on a winning streak. They lost a few, then they got back on their streak again. They beat Boston this past week. I think Ja had 31 points. They had 31 points. Ja actually had a, he actually finished a dunk over Porzingis. Y'all didn't see that dunk on Porzingis, on the up and under dunk on Porzingis. Y'all can go watch it. But Ja had a big dunk there after Ja said that. Ja said that to prevent him from getting hurt, he was going to stop dunking. But as you can see, he kind of lets a few dunks. At times, he'll let a few dunks get off. If it's in transition or if it's in the moment. But Ja is a highlight. Right now, Memphis is the third seed right now. They've been winning games. So yeah, man, shout out to Ja and Memphis, man. I got Memphis making the playoffs if they're healthy, if Ja's healthy. Obviously after that Boston game, Ja didn't play against the Wizards, but the Grizzlies beat the Wizards by like 30. And this is after the Wizards, they ended their streak against the Nuggets. Well, they've lost since this, but they beat the Nuggets. Jokic had a monster game, 56 points, 16 rebounds, but they lost to the Wizards. So it kind of doesn't matter. It kind of don't matter, but then it kind of does. Because after that game, Jokic drops 46 points the game after against the Hawks. So, I mean, I know I'm going through a lot right now. I'm kind of jumping back and forth, but Jokic is looking like an MVP candidate. He's probably winning again for the fourth straight time, even though the Nuggets aren't playing good, in my opinion. I feel like Jamal Murray isn't playing good. He hasn't really lived up to his contract, to his potential. He didn't play good in the Olympics, as we know. Michael Porter Jr., he's been averaging 20, but he hasn't really been playing his best either. Besides Jokic, I think Russell Westbrook is probably the second best player on the Nuggets right now. As y'all know, he hit a milestone about a week ago with 200 career triple-doubles. But yeah, man, the Nuggets, they got to get better. I think they're like the seventh seed right now. They're the seventh seed right now. So it's still a long season. It's December, so there's time. You know, All-Stars about a few months away. So, it's about 5 months in the season left, so it's plenty of time for teams to kind of turn stuff around. But the Nuggets sit the seventh seed right now. But the Nuggets definitely got to make a turnaround. We're going to get into some injury updates in a minute, but I want to touch on some women's NCAA. Juju, she had dropped 40 points against Cal Baptist. She set a 3-point record. So shout out to Juju. I think she had 21 points against a team that they just played recently. I want to say it was Notre Dame. No, not Notre Dame. Hold on, you guys. Let me go to the schedule again. So they play Oregon. So she had 21 points, I want to say, against Oregon. But it was a very important 21 points. I think they won. It was in crunch time. So shout out to Juju. Juju, I think she has one more year left, and then she's eligible to go to the WNBA. I think she has one more year left. So Juju is really looking like, she's looking like the face of women's college basketball. Besides her, you want to say like Paige Becker, Paige Buckets, they call her Paige Buckets. Then you got Faje Johnson, and it's another girl. She's playing well. I can't think of her name, but South Carolina as a whole is doing good. With Dawn Staley as the coach, but yeah, I got USC. You know, I'm a big Juju fan. Yeah, you know, like when Angel was playing for LSU, I was LSU winners, but now Angel's out of the league. And oh, that's what I want to say. Haley from TSU, she's nice. But besides that, yeah, right now I'm USC. I'm USC women's basketball right now, and I'm trying to be on UCF. Like with Mikey Williams, but Mikey, I think he's still out with the foot injury, so I don't know what the, I don't know his status on that. But shout out to Juju, she's killing it right now. So we're gonna jump back into some another topic in the women's in the WNBA. Jrue Lloyd requested a trade from the Seattle Storm. There were reports of harassment in the organization of the Seattle Storm, which made a few teammates uncomfortable. So she's the first to kind of come out and say she wants to be traded. Since then, I don't know what team she would go to, but I don't know what team she would go to, but it's gonna be interesting to see where this story goes with Jrue Lloyd. If there was a team that she would go to, I mean, I wouldn't be mad if she was to end up on like the Chicago Sky and playing with Angel and Cardoza. I think that's something to watch out for. I don't know if Candy Carter, I don't know if she's gonna stay there, but that's not a bad situation. She can go to the new expansion team, which I'm gonna get into, the Golden State Valkyries. I don't know. Maybe they trade Jrue Lloyd to the new expansion team, and she can be like the face of the new franchise that just got put in the league, which we're gonna transition over to right now. The Valkyries had their expansion draft this past week. Kate Martin, a fan favorite from Iowa who played with Caitlin Clark, she was drafted to the new expansion team in Golden State, along with many others who I'm not really too much familiar with. But let's just start there with Kate Martin. Now, I don't know too much about her playing style. I just know she shot a lot of threes with Caitlin Clark with Iowa. Maybe Kate Martin could be like the star player over there. I know she's a fan favorite. I think she was like second or third in jersey sales in WNBA. So, you know, that's not a bad look. But right now, the Valkyries are just another team that's going to be fighting every night, trying to be competitive. I don't see them making no playoff push or winning a lot of games, but they'll definitely be competitive. But like I said, as far as like the players, I'm not too familiar with the rest of the players, if we're being honest. But they're going to be competitive, you know. But they're not going to make any noise as far as like a playoff. But it is a big market, so maybe they might get a star like a Jrue Lloyd, you know, just to open it up. You would assume with Paige Becker, you know, you would think that they would try to trade up for the number one pick to get Paige, so that Paige can kind of be like the new look of a new franchise. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think she's going to go to the Dallas Wings and team up with Enrique. I think the next team is going to be the Toronto. I think the WNBA got expansion, a new expansion team with Toronto. They're going to be called the Toronto Tempo. That's for 2026. And then after that, I think Portland is going to be in the mix. So we'll see. I think there have been talks about like Houston and Philadelphia, Philly, you know. Houston, Philly, I think they have another one. I think they said Miami, if I'm not mistaken. Because Florida doesn't have a WNBA team. So, we'll see. But it's looking like the WNBA is making big moves. So, shout out to them. But I'm going to go back to the NBA now. Some injury updates. Franz Wagner has the same injury as his teammate Apollo. Franz Wagner's out with a oblique injury. These freak injuries, and you know, these freak injuries are kind of weird. You know, it's kind of crazy how he gets the same injury as Paolo. I think Paolo should be on his way back from his injury. I think he was hurt. I think Paolo got hurt the first week of November, I think. And I think Paolo might be back sometime after Christmas, leading into probably January. He'll be back first week of January or toward end of December. But it's unfortunate. Orlando was winning, even without Paolo, they was winning games, and now with two of their players out, you know, who's gonna be the next guy to step up? And I think Jalen Suggs, I think he had 26 points against the Phoenix Suns, which we're gonna talk about too. But Orlando is very competitive. They have a good team. I actually have Orlando being a top three team in the East when they're healthy. I mean, they're a top three team right now, and they're not healthy. So, they're top three right now as we speak, and they're not even healthy. And I believe when they're healthy, I think they're better than. You know, they're kind of better than the Cavs a little bit, I think. When they get healthy, you know. We've seen Orlando take them to a game seven last year. Who knows if they was matchup again, how that would look. But they do have Donovan Mitchell over there, so. I think the guard play with Orlando is kind of weak right now. They don't really have like a guard that can kind of score consistently. I think, in my opinion, I think Orlando needs like a point guard. They definitely need a point guard. So, but besides that, they're playing good. They're playing good. So. They'll be competitive, but right now they just need to get healthy. Another injury update. I mean, you got Brandon Ingram, Scottie Barnes. Who's injured? It's been a lot of key players that's been hurt. I think Luka just came back. Kyrie's back. The Mavs has been winning. So the only injuries really is Scottie Barnes, Brandon Ingram, Zion is still out, LaMelo, he's still out, KD, Kevin Durant, he's still out with his ankle. I think he evaluated, I want to say this week or sometime next week. I think that's why the ratings are down in the NBA right now. It's a lot of injuries and, you know, stuff like that. Try to get them guys back. I think Paul George, Embiid is back. Embiid is back. Tyrese Maxey came back. All the guys came back. The Sixers had their big three. They lost. They beat the Bulls with their big three. Chris Middleton returns. The Bucks are starting to turn things around. They're top six in the East right now. So a lot of teams are starting to make a turn. I'm looking at the standings right now. The Grizzlies are on a three-game winning streak. The Mavericks are on a seven-game winning streak. Golden State. Golden State are they're still struggling a little bit. They beat the Timberwolves, but they're still kind of struggling. The Lakers are definitely struggling right now. And we're gonna just get right into it. There's been some trade rumors. Golden State is looking for another All-Star. There's been rumors about LeBron, Jimmy Butler, Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram. So we're just gonna get right into it. Jimmy Butler has made headlines today. The Heat are hoping to trade in Jimmy. His three destinations is Houston, Dallas, and Golden State. In my opinion, I don't think he should go to Dallas because it's too many. It's just too much star power. And what they have to give up is a lot. I did a trade machine on ESPN earlier, and for Dallas to get Jimmy, they have to trade PJ Washington, Gafford, Max Kleber, Quinn Grimes, and another role player. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. That's five players off the roster to get Jimmy. Max Kleber is not really Max Kleber is not really like an important piece no more. He's kind of declined because of injury. But you're trading away PJ and Gafford. Those are guys who got you to the finals. So I don't think the Mavs would do that, especially if they're on a 7-game winning streak. You don't want to mess up that flow. So I wouldn't do it if I'm Dallas. I wouldn't do it. And if you want to keep your core, you have to trade Kyrie, which they're not going to trade Kyrie. So if I'm Dallas, I wouldn't do it. But if I'm Houston, I would think about it. Even though you're third in the West, I would think about it. Cause you'll be giving up Dylan Brooks, Steven Adams. You can give up Amon Thompson and Tate. You would give up that for Jimmy, which isn't bad because, yeah, that's all your role players, but the start lineup is still good. You still gonna have Fred VanVleet as your point. Jalen gonna be there at the two. Then you have Jimmy, then Jabari and Sengun. Then off the bench, you still gonna have off the bench. You'll still have Tari Eason. You'll have I think Reese Shepard will get more minutes, and then. You probably won't see Cam. I think Cam Whitmore. I don't think he'll be in the G League if that trade happens. I think he'll be back on the Houston Rockets, getting some playing time as he should. I don't know why Cam Whitmore isn't getting minutes. He's a very great player. He's very explosive, and he's a Maryland native. So I'm gonna always try to support my Maryland native people, but no, you're definitely I think, or if you don't, or I did another trade as well, and Amon Thompson was not in this one. I swapped out Amon Thompson for Lockdale. I think Lockdale is like a third big man behind Steven Adams and Sengun. He doesn't get no playing time, so I threw in Lockdale. And in that trade, it would be Dylan Brooks, Steven Adams, Lockdale, and Tate. And with this trade, the bench is still solid because you're still going to have Amon Thompson and Tari Eason. So, and Reese Shepard and Cam Whitmore when he comes back from the G League. So, I can see him going to Houston, but I can also see him going to Golden State. For Golden State. I did a trade for Jimmy to go to Golden State, and Miami would get back Andrew Wiggins, Gary Payton the second, and I want to say the other player was, wait, I don't know. I want to say the other player was. Let me go back to the roster. I did it earlier. So you send Jimmy to Golden State, and in return, Miami would get Andrew Wiggins, De'Anthony Melton, Gary Payton II, and they would throw in one of the role players that don't get playing time, L. Waters III. I don't know who that is, but you throw him in the trade, you get Jimmy. Now, with Golden State getting Jimmy, you got Steph Curry at the one. You got, I think this is when Buddy Hield is able to get in the starting lineup. So you got Steph Curry at the one. You got Buddy Hield at the two. You got Jimmy at the three. You got Jonathan Kuminga at the four. I think he's probably gonna come off the bench now. So you're gonna have Curry at the one, Buddy Hield at the two, Jimmy at the three. Jonathan Kuminga, you still keep Kuminga. You got Jonathan Kuminga at the four. And then their five is probably going to be either Looney or Jackson Travis. And then, yeah, so, I mean, they still have their core guys. You still have, off the bench, you still have Kyle Anderson, you got Kevon Looney, you got Moody still. You got Pajimpsi, you still got Pajimpsi. So, I mean, you still have your core. You just lose Andrew Wiggins. You basically just lose Andrew Wiggins. De'Anthony Melton really didn't play a lot, but you still lose Andrew Wiggins and Gary Payton. Those are two of your championship core. But besides that, I think Golden State is probably the best option for him. I think Golden State is probably the best option. So, yeah, Golden State. I think Golden State or Houston. I did a Memphis one too. Jimmy goes to Memphis for Marcus Smart, Brandon Clark, and think Conchar. So that's just Marcus Smart really isn't like a core piece. Jonathan, I mean, Marcus Smart isn't. Marcus Smart isn't like a core piece to Memphis, really. So getting rid of him is not really like a big deal. But I think Brandon Clark is like another key piece to Memphis. But you have Aldama who's playing overall. Aldama's playing better than Brandon Clark, so you would probably keep Aldama. But I mean, Jimmy going to Memphis. I mean, and if you want to talk about like a dog. Ja and Jimmy on the same team, those are dogs. They're all about winning. And now you have a perimeter guy for Memphis. I think, in my opinion, I think Memphis has always struggled with the small forward position. A while back they had an opportunity to go get OG Anunoby and it didn't happen. Zach LaVine was a candidate to go out and get. They didn't get. I think Zach LaVine would be good for his team too. But no, but Jimmy in Memphis is not bad because now you have a perimeter player who can that can guard. So I mean that's just my opinion. I think Jimmy's better with Golden State or Houston. If he wants to win, Golden State. I fight with Houston. They still need a few more years to kind of get a little bit more mature and get some a little bit more veterans in there. But the coach is great. The players are great. I just think they need probably some more veterans and some more years together. A couple more years together. Kind of like the OKC. I think OKC is one more year away. OKC is one more year away, one more player away from competing. That with Chet out, I still think OKC needs one more year and one more player. And what I mean one more player, I mean one more all-star or one more veteran that can kind of get the boat on. I'm gonna say one more all-star. But OKC, I still think the Mavs, you can't disrespect the Mavs. I think that's the only team that's, yeah, they're kind of like up and down right now, but they've been on a 7-game winning streak, so. I didn't think the Mavs are in OKC way. I don't believe in the Lakers. The Suns, I think they need to just stay healthy. But no, I got the I got the mask. I still got the mask coming out of the West. I still got the mask coming out of the West. So yeah, that's just me. But but I'm gonna be honest with y'all, that's it. That's all I have for y'all on this episode. My top players from this week, I have to go with Jokic. Jokic is a top player. Last week it was actually Jalen Johnson, Luka, and Scottie Barnes. But I'm gonna go with Jokic. I'm gonna go with Scottie Barnes only because he was playing point guard and then he was putting up triple doubles and some crazy numbers. So Jokic, I'm gonna go with Jokic, Scottie Barnes, and I'm gonna go with Luka. Those are my three top players that's been kind of like, that's been kind of made some highlights this year. I mean, this week. So, Luka, Jokic, and Scottie Barnes. Even though the Raptors are not playing good, but Scottie Barnes has been putting up some crazy numbers. So yeah, man, that's gonna conclude the show. We'll see where the Jimmy Butler trade stuff goes. We'll see what happens with that. But this has been another episode of K-Dub Palace. Make sure y'all subscribe and tune into the pod wherever you get your pods from. Tap in. It's gonna be a long season, an interesting season. So yeah, we're gonna go ahead and end it right here, man. Hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week. Enjoy the rest of basketball. And once again, my Philadelphia Eagles continue with the winning streak, regardless of the Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown situation. We're still winning games. So, besides that, man, we're going to close it there. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed the episode, man. I'm gonna catch y'all in the next episode. And we're out. Oh, before we leave, this isn't breaking news, but Jimmy Butler has requested a trade. And we're gonna end it right there. Yes, Jimmy Butler has requested a trade. And we're gonna end the episode right there. I'm gonna see y'all in the next episode.